This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 5:45. Hump day morning. Survivor's on tonight. Oh, the second season of Handmaid's Tale debuts tonight.
Oh, I saw that. Hulu?
Yeah, on Hulu. Mm-hmm.
I heard that show's horrible.
Oh, God, it's really great.
Is it?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh.
That's why she's been doing so much press, right? Elizabeth
Moss? Be, yeah. She's
We've been seeing her everywhere. Yeah.
Dropping in on whatever shows.
Oh, God, remember she was twerking?
Oh, my God, you guys.
Wait, and I'm not a twerker,
no.
But she goes...
Yeah, there is no. They're making this big deal about
yeah.
how she does this twerking.
Yeah,
was it on Ellen?
Yeah,
and it was so ridiculous. I was like, okay,
I'm like, she's Sarah could do better than that.
Yeah,
yo.
Oh, I mean, wasn't I actually, hot at all.
No,
no,
it was dumb.
It was like she goes like she's like
yeah.
Look, we're not twerkers.
Yeah, no, at all.
At all?
Something tells me Yuzi could figure it out.
Yeah, I think Yuzi might be a twerker.
I need a little
down.
Practice.
Yeah, well,
I need
so does Elizabeth
five
Moss.
5-inch heels and some practice.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Isn't twerking, I mean, I know that can be a standalone move, but I seem to remember some drunk days in some clubs where girls would back into you and I think they called it freaking.
Yeah,
or,
sure.
Isn't that the same damn thing? Like you're practically doing it. I don't know.
But it's I don't know. There's some booty clap that goes with it that I just don't know how to do. And,
well, like, you got to have no pants on.
Yeah, you
do the booty clap.
Jeans.
You have to be. You have
to. I can't do it.
Those cheeks need to be free.
Yeah. And, free the cheeks.
Right. And let them clap.
I've definitely been on a dance floor.
Yes.
With full boner because someone had been dancing on me in a way that was like, I feel like I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost like that.
Jumping like a sot.
I have to walk out of here semi-hunched.
Yeah. Well, my stomach's hurting me. I'm just going to curve over here a little bit. Yeah.
Come next to me. Walk in front of me. Let's help each other out.
Yeah. But I got to say that, you know, someone needs to really objectively decide whether or not someone can, in fact, twerk before they do it on Ellen. Like, it was, I actually felt like,
she's just having fun, right? Mm-hmm. That girl, I'll tell you something. She may not be able to twerk, but that girl can act.
Yeah, she's an great actor. And I find her
awesome.
Beautiful.
She's weird looking. I actually love, what I love about Elizabeth Moss is that she's so not... Her face is so interesting. She kind of reminds me of Uma Thurman in a way. Like, Uma has just her own look going on. Like, not the classically beautiful, and yet so something so attractive about her face. Like, you can't stop looking
porcelain
at it.
Porcelain skin.
Yeah. She's also in a show called Top of the Lake, which I want to say is a Netflix.
Elizabeth is?
Elizabeth Moss. Oh. She's the star of that. And it's from a few years back. I'm not sure where it falls in the timeline of her having done Mad Men, but there's two seasons of it. It's set in like New Zealand and Australia, and she plays a detective in that, and she's excellent in it.
Do you know
crazy
who,
dark?
You know who Anton Chekhov is?
No. Oh yeah, the guy who got killed.
He's
by
a
the
Russian
Jeep.
Playwright. Yeah.
Oh.
And he wrote.
I thought he was in Star Trek.
I thought he was in Star Trek.
No, and this guy, he
Chekhov. I think he said that name, and so I went to that kid.
Well, what's that kid's first name though? In Star Trek, it's got to be Anton. Anton Chekhov is the. It's not the kid. It's the character. Chekhov.
But I
don't even watch Star Trek.
I guess he's also a
playwright?
Russian playwright. I was thinking of the guy who
Sorry,
actually
Sorry, human.
Plays
we're just stuck on the Star Trek.
Get going.
No problem. Anyway, there's a one of his books is being remade into a film called The Seagull, and Elizabeth Moss stars in that too.
The Seagull.
Yeah, The Seagull.
Hmm.
It's a really good play. I saw it when I was really young. It affected me, and that's why I'm going to go. It's Annette Bening.
What part of it affected you?
Oh, man. From a young age, there's this, you know, guy who's in love with this girl, and the girl's in love with another guy, and it's just so heart-wrenching the way this dude Anton wrote this play. And I remember seeing it when I was like 12 years old going, oh, no. This is bad. The girl doesn't really like the one guy. She likes the other one, but the other guy doesn't like her. How's this going to end?
Pavel Chekhov is the guy from Star Trek.
Oh, his first name's Pavel?
Pavel.
Probably Pavel. That sounds right, huh?
Pavel Chekhov.
So this Anton Chekhov is a totally different guy.
He's not the guy from the TV show. I was going to say, that's pretty... Actor, writes...
Plays. All right.
Whatever.
Our Chekhov, the one where you and I are thinking of, got killed by his Jeep rolling onto him.
Yeah, and his name's not even Chekhov.
No, nope, it isn't. No.
Okay.
No. So Elizabeth Moss is starring in an Anton Chekhov
play
being made into a movie.
Movie, exactly.
Called The Seagull. I think she's like nerd hot.
Yeah. What is it about her? I don't know.
She's nerd hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not like
beautiful blue eyes, those lips, everything about her is just gorgeous. Mm. And I was just reading, she also practices Scientology.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Well,
no.
She was married to that kid from Saturday Night Live for a while.
Oh, Fred Armisen?
Yeah.
She
and then,
was?
Yep.
I think they were only married 6, 7, 8 months.
Oh.
Yeah. Didn't work out, Sarah. Get out.
I don't understand how that happens.
Yeah. It does seem really short. Like you're so in love and then a year later.
Until you're not.
I hate that guy. Don't even bring up his name.
Mm-hmm. He's so annoying.
Well, but it takes so much to get married in general.
Mm. Unless you just run to Vegas. Like so many people are like, this is it. We have to do it right now. Like why? Why do you have to do it right now? What? Like in case you change your mind tomorrow? Because that should be your first clue to not do it. Right? Oh my God. Stop it. Don't do it, kids.
Nope.
Elizabeth Moss was in Girl Interrupted.
Oh, she was? She one of the patients?
Yeah, her face was all burned.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember that.
I don't.
There's a quote from her going, I go from Girl Interrupted, where I had to cry every day, to a TV show like West Wing, where I get to laugh and joke around every day.
She's on West Wing, too? I don't even remember her on West Wing.
She's been on a ton of things.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't notice her until Mad Men, where I didn't notice her until.
Yeah, that's where I saw her, and man, she was excellent.
Well, that's her breakout, right?
They do a lot of reruns on the weekends, Vinny. For a couple hours, they'll play a few episodes of Mad Men.
Oh, and you sit and get sucked into it?
Yeah, I got to. I mean, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, I don't remember that. Oh.
It's pretty good, but that character, Don Draper, he's just awful. He's just awful. It's just terrible.
I hate him more the second time around than the first time. I think the first time I was just so, oh my God, he's so hot. And now I'm just like, ugh.
Is it because you know what happens down the road? Like,
He's just deeply flawed. I shouldn't even say that. We're all flawed, but I mean, he's a guy who's just, he's just doing him the whole time.
Yeah. Doesn't care who gets hurt.
Right.
Did you ever watch Picket Fences?
No.
Not really.
I remember that show.
Elizabeth Moss was in that, too.
Jesus, how old is she?
I don't know, like 35?
Wasn't Picket Fences on in the 80s?
1992 to 1995.
She was a kid.
She must have been.
She's 35.
Oh, my God. So she was a little child then.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So yesterday, I went to the dermatologist.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask
like,
you this morning.
I have something. I have, like, poison oak or something. And the guy looked at it, and he goes, yeah, it's poison oak. But the funniest part about it was...
You ding-dong.
What?
So it's from your yard.
It is. But I'm having some kind of, like, it's been a month since I got...
Well, you keep giving it to new parts of your body,
apparently.
Right?
And it also, it's like, I don't know, it's like in my bloodstream because it keeps popping up somewhere else.
Yeah.
So... day before yesterday, I was like, oh my God, there's actually some on my face now. My lip is kind of, can you see that? My lip's kind of swollen from it. My eye's all swollen from it.
Oh, it's in your eye?
It's up. I told you that
I know,
it was
I know you
up.
Had something wrong with your eye, but I didn't know that it was the poison
it's
oak.
It's so itchy. I want to claw my eye out. So I have been not touching my face. Like, there's a huge spray of it right here. Can you see it?
Yeah,
at
I
all?
Do.
So I haven't clawed it.
Can we put Band-Aids on you? How about an eye patch? I think that'd be great.
Really? Band-Aids and an eye patch? That'd be a good look for me. So anyways, I go in and I'm sitting there and I don't go to the dermatologist.
Take that as a no.
That's a no.
Next
this
thing
is
something
me moving
else,
on. Don't ask. Don't make any more suggestions. Fine. So I'm sitting in the waiting room. And, you know, they have you fill out all the paperwork and stuff. And I finish the paperwork and I'm sitting there. I sat for 20 minutes waiting for my appointment. And everywhere you look, there's a before and after picture. Like, this place is a dermatologist's office, but clearly
they do cosmetic stuff?
All kinds of stuff.
Oh, did you have some thoughts?
Well,
you can't help it.
It's a barrage of, like, you could look way better. You know, coming at you from every corner. Like, pictures of bellies, like the Cool Sculpt thing I think they do there. And then there's, like, this thing where they suck the fat out of your chin. There's all this, like, before and after, like, you know, how your face is resurfaced, the surface of the moon, get that off your face and just make you glow and all that. Just all this stuff. And it makes you feel kind of bad about yourself being in there, like, oh, should I get that? Should I get this done? Looking at pamphlets, like, oh, look at that.
That's what it's there for.
I know.
So what'd you get done?
Yeah.
Nothing. I'm not getting anything done in there. Huh. I hate doctors. I'm not going to the doctor voluntarily.
No Botox for you?
No.
Well, he didn't fix you.
No. Well, he prescribed
right
me.
Right here on your cheek. I see something.
Dude, I know.
That's
it's
where I started
awful.
Seeing it yesterday.
I'm trying not to.
On her.
I'm just
so what'd they
leave
give you?
Well, so here's the thing. He goes, well, here's your options. You can just, you know, eventually it'll go away
as it's
like in my mouth and
next.
Stuff. No, I mean, that might be what I do. The my other option, he's like, I'll put you on steroids, on prednisone.
Oh, fun.
No.
Oh, dude, hit the weight room. You'd be huge.
Oh, my God. No, I guess. Like, the side effects are freaking awful. He's like,
you don't have balls? It's okay.
It's not about that. It's about, like, you swell up. He said, sometimes you swell up so you might wind up with stretch marks because it happens so fast.
Yeah, and, but you could lift a house. Come on.
Vinny, it's not about
you won't need a crane anymore.
You can be part of the Dick and Chumley.
Yeah.
No, I'm
edition.
Already part of the Dick
what
and Chumley.
What can I lift, boys?
I don't
I'm
need
home
any.
From work.
Oh, my God.
No. Did you leave the heavy stuff for
it's
me?
Time
I
to
got it.
Pump you up.
Yeah, let's do that.
No, I don't really want to, so I'm really torn.
What were some side effects besides that?
It was like mood swings, because I would only be on them for 9 days, I think. Mm-hmm. But you have to take them the whole time.
I'll do it with you.
No, Vinny. Stop it.
We'll hit the weight room together.
Oh, my
awesome.
God.
We'll go to your naked gym.
I am not. I don't know if I'm going to do it.
I'll do it. I'm
so
into it.
So there was nothing topical that he could recommend?
No, he also gave me there's some kind of drying gel thing. Yeah. So I might.
Bogus.
I know. That's also a prescription thing. So I think I'll pick them both up and then try the topical gel, and then if it's just continuing, I can't have this crap all over my, like, I'm super embarrassed. I keep turning away from the camera, and of course it's on the side of my face that faces the camera.
Yeah, turn the other way. There you go.
Like, maybe Vaughn can just not put the camera on me.
We'll get you one of those masks we have for Mardi Gras that just covers one side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I need. Just something for, just like this.
Yeah,
like
that won't make it worse at all.
That'll be good. Nothing affected on this side.
No, let's go roids.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I want
to. I was
risk
thinking
it.
About. I forgot to tell you.
Puff
you
up.
Baking soda. If you don't want to do anything prescription wise, if you put baking soda on it, do a little paste with water, and at least it'll dry it up, but it'll also stop the itching. Like you
I know
won't
the itching is
rage.
The hard
and it's,
part.
You know, baking soda is fairly natural,
fairly
right?
benign.
Yeah, but right. I know that will help.
Oh my God, Vinny, stop it! I'm not gonna do the steroids.
Oh, come on!
I'm not. I don't want to do it. Plus, I just...
9 days.
In 9 days, you can...
Up.
You'll be
you
huge.
You can swell up so much that you get stretch marks all over your body.
Don't worry about that. Just...
I'm worried about it.
All right. Well, you're going to still keep looking like a little leprechaun.
And like a weakling.
I think you mean a leper.
leper.
It's so funny that you say that because that's what John calls me now. He's like, get away from me, leper.
Yeah.
I'm just like, don't touch me with your leper hands.
That's what I meant, leper, not
kiss,
leprechaun.
Kiss your leper lips.
So he hasn't caught it.
No.
Well, is he like, stay away, don't kiss me?
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. Nobody wants it. You know, it's been, it just started with just this little tiny place on my arm.
Like
and
patch.
Now it's freaking everywhere. Oh my God, it's so aggravating. I must just be super allergic to it or something. So I might have to do the...
Well, do you know exactly what it is? I mean, you got so many things in your garden now.
Well, he took one look and went, yeah, that looks like poison oak to me. And it's presenting, like, I didn't grow up with poison oak. I grew up with poison ivy. I don't know if that's just two different things from the, but it looked exactly like poison ivy. And I don't think I'd ever had poison oak before. But we found a little plant that we're like, I think that might be
it's
it.
It's all over the place.
Yeah. Mm.
Where I mountain bike, it's everywhere.
Mm. Do you ever get it?
I haven't gotten it. But if you were to, you know, get off trail into the weeds there, yeah, you right. would be in trouble
yeah.
in a bunch of places. And sometimes I'll just stop and put my foot down and realize, not there. Mm. Let me move forward a little bit. But
it was like the classic three-leaf looking, you know, poison ivy's much more... Like, it seems like poison oak is sturdier, you know, like almost a thicker leaf and stuff, but it looks kind of the same.
It's sketchy.
Know, whatever.
You should just stay out of the backyard for a while.
No, I think we pulled the plant that we think we found the poison ivy, poison oak. It was like sort of in our hedge, and I had been over. Yes, Vinny.
Why are you gardening with your face and your eye, though? I don't get that part.
It was on my arm, and now it's everywhere.
Is it on your butt, too?
No. It's not. It's actually mostly on my arms. I have a little behind my left knee.
Well, but then you're scratching it there. And then
I know,
you're
and I
your
spread it to everywhere else. And clearly, I, you know, constantly touch my face.
Asking, right, your garden gloves. Are you using garden gloves? Because maybe they're in there. Maybe you need to purchase some new garden gloves.
Actually, the guy said, throw out every pair of gardening gloves that you have.
Oh,
so I'm going to
no.
do, he goes, it can easily stay on there right. and transfer. So it's possible that I've just been reinfecting myself over and over.
Do you have high-end gardening gloves?
No, I have a semi-disposable one, so I actually use them until the surface gives out anyway. So they're like they have like a rubber grip on the front and then sort of mesh on the back. You buy them in packs of, you know, five pairs. Huh. So I'll just chuck the ones that I've been using.
Someone's asking about Benadryl.
I tried Benadryl. Believe me, it's been a month, and I finally went to the doctor yesterday. Yeah. So I've tried. Every topical thing
you
that you can
go.
Do. I hate going to the doctor. I hate going to any of that crap. Plus, because I walk in and I feel like, God, I'm a loser. I need Botox. I need my face resurfaced. I need to get the fat sucked out of my chin.
For the record, we all hate it. Most of us just give yeah. sooner than you did.
I held out. I held out until it was on my face.
There isn't anybody, I don't think, that is like, you know what I want to wedge into my day? A trip to the doctor's
yeah.
office.
You seem to enjoy it, though.
I don't.
You're always going for some checkup.
I'm trying to take
or,
care of crap.
Give me more blood work. Let's do all the tests.
And I put it on the list.
Check my butt.
Because I... check my butt.
Sounds like something you'd say.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Check my butt.
I put it on the list to take care of those things.
Yeah, I don't put it on the list. It's never on my list. It's only on the list if like I'm actually actively bleeding out, and then I'm like, all right, put it on the list. And even then, I'm like, John, can you find me a dermatologist? I get home yesterday. He's like, I made you an appointment.
Oh, here's look where it at is. That!
I know.
Nice,
great. He's awesome. He's in charge of my health care coverage at home.
Well, he wants you around. Believe me.
Don't be so sure. I am a leper these days. Okay. Yay. KLLC. Yay. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. Here we go.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.